Hello, I am Mackenzie.
And I'm Zach.
And welcome to Book Dummies, a book review podcast on The Great Gatsby, Chapter 1 and 2.
At the start of Chapter 1, we're introduced to the main setting of the book, which is
West and East Egg
of Long Island, New York. While West Egg is representing of new money, which is most of the people there, the money is to them is like new, air quotes.
And East Egg is considered old money, inheritance, dead people.
It's inherited money.
Dead people.
The main inspiration for using the West and East Egg of Long Island is Fitzgerald at the time was living on, you know, Long Island when he wrote this book. So that was one of the main inspirations for using it.
He also that look
slowly turned blue.
He was also known for incorporating his life experiences into his books, which is probably why he used the setting of New York, West and East Eggs.
Also, the person who he was renting his home from,
didn't his neighbor,
yeah, his neighbor threw, like, these giant parties.
Lavishly. Okay, you know that big fancy L word? Lavish. It's just,
is why he, that's one of the inspirations for Great Gatsby's parties. And also, it's one of the inspirations for Tom Buchanan's home, or Daisy Buchanan, whoever you want to say. Which is this giant
Southern colonial mansion.
She got it that time. Yeah. Which is more of like a, it looks like a sort of kind of like a Georgian, I think that's how you say it.
I think that's what the book said.
Yeah. A Southern Georgian, like, Civil War type looking home.
Which, with French windows.
That sparkle in the sunlight. Or sparkle. Sparkle.
I'm gonna throw something at you.
While Great Gatsby's home, oh, and Tom Buchanan lives on East Egg, while Gatsby, and Nick live on West Egg. Just getting that out of the way. So, Gatsby's home resembles Hotel de Ville, which I could say at this time, which is
kinda
this
gothic
giant marble-type mansion. A lot of detail.
It has a swimming pool.
That's made of marble.
Like, who does that?
A swimming pool made of marble?
Yeah, like, just imagine. And then, in the book, it said he had gardens. That's at the end of that.
Yeah, because it said he also
more than one.
Yeah, it said he also had 40 acres of land.
That's like, oh my god. No wonder Nick feels like he lives in a shack.
Yeah, because compared to them, these giant mansions, his home pretty much is a shack. And on the topic of, you know, eggs, the Valley of Ashes, which it lays between the West and East Egg, it's like the little part of land that's just, it's there.
Yeah, it's covered in ashes. And this is reality, people. Reality. The reality that the rich folks don't want to admit to.
Because the rich live in this, like, luxurious, tons of money, don't have to worry about anything.
They're just floating around.
They can throw these giant parties, don't care how much money they spend. While the Valley of Ashes represents more of the middle and lower class, which they're struggling to stay afloat, but
they're drowning.
While the place is described as being very polluted and not that fun to live in, The houses are also described as just ash and pollution that made to look like a home.
Attempted to look like a home.
Yeah.
It was described as big clouds of gray. And people would just pop out of it. That's what the book said.
There's a lot of smog. While West and East Egg are just clean. Or not really clean, but...
lavishly.
Yeah. Lavishly. Lavish.
How do you say it?
I have no idea.
I'll Google it.
Since we're on the topic of Nick describing things in great detail, let's talk about how he describes his cousin Daisy, which personally is very strange. In the book he states,
in her low, thrilling voice, it was the kind of voice that the ear follows up and down, as if each speech is an arrangement of notes that will never be played again. Her face was sad and lovely, with bright things in it, bright eyes and a bright, passionate mouth, but there was an excitement in her voice that men who had cared for her found difficult to forget. A sighing compulsion, a whisper, listen. A promise that she had done gay, exciting things just a while since, and that there were gay, exciting things hovering in the next hour. Personally, I would not describe my cousins that way. I mean, I love them, but the way he's describing her, it's how Romeo would describe Juliet, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah, kind of, you know, cut off my head, you know, just...
Too much detail.
But hey, you know, close his boat, really.
And the way he describes Jordan Baker is less concerning, you know, because they're not related. In the book, he states that
she was a slender, small-breasted girl with an erect carriage, which she accentuated by throwing her body backward at the shoulders like a young cadet. Her gray, sun-strained eyes looked back at me with polite, reciprocal, I don't know that word, curiosity out of a wan, charming, discontented face.
Like, it's a lot better when he describes her like that, because they're not related.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. What he did with his cousin, it was way out there in the ballpark.
Yeah, but it doesn't help that he talked about her perky butt.
Yeah, and small boobs. I mean, what girl wants to hear that? I mean, that's insulting. I mean, though he probably didn't mean it to be, it's just, I don't know.
It's strange.
Yeah. Definitely strange, but a lot better than when he described...
talking about your cousin, yeah, like that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So now that we are done with Nick and his describing of girls in great detail...
cousin or not.
Yeah. Let's move on to Tom Buchanan. And
oh, God.
How he is a total douchebag. I mean, he has a wife and a child. And yet he has a mistress on the side. And he bought her an apartment. I mean, what the heck?
I mean,
was a hotel too much? It would have been cheaper. But no, an apartment.
Just so they can, you know,
do the deed.
Do their thing.
Like, okay. I mean, whatever floats, really.
I just love how in the book he's described as
hulking.
Yeah.
Hulking. Even though he hates the word.
Yeah, I mean, it fits him perfectly.
Yeah. What gets me off is when he's sitting at the dinner table with his wife and Nick and Jordan and the phone rings, he just gets up and leaves to go talk to his mistress. Who does that? He's not even trying to hide.
It's the midday booty call.
He's not even trying to hide that he's having another relationship.
Because he knows Daisy's not going to leave him.
Yeah. But it's just, he could, you know, try and hide it, be a little bit more discreet.
Mm-hmm.
It's the right thing to do, the discreetness, not the cheating. Cheating's no.
Yeah, he knows Daisy's not going to leave him because she likes the lifestyle. So I think he just knows he can get away with some stuff. That's why he's not really discreet with it and showing her off and everything.
Which is why he is a Richard. And in case you don't know what that is, it is no polite word for dick. So, that concludes on Tom Buchanan, though we could probably complain about him more. But we have other things to talk about. Since we're on the subject of Tom Buchanan, let's talk about his wife, Daisy. What's her deal? I mean, she just, I don't know. Zach, what do you think about her?
I don't know. It's strange because the way she refers to her daughter, she just wants her to be a beautiful dummy. That's, and like, she also states that her daughter is just there. She exists. Nothing special about her.
I suppose she talks and eats and everything. If my mother described me like that, I would be offended. I mean, I'm human, and I assume that this child is, you know, real.
I would hope so. It would be a different book then.
But she's just, you know, she's low. That's nice.
Yeah, she exists. Like, we don't even know her name yet.
No. She's nameless.
Yeah, she...
She's just, though, mentioned.
Yeah, she's forgotten to the ages.
Forgotten.
And, like, no mother refers to her daughter or child in any sense as just there, existing.
I don't think Daisy is very...
particularly fond of her child.
Or motherly. I don't think she has that mother...
mentality, yeah.
Yeah, the mother instinct or love. I think she's more interested in her social life and how she's viewed to the community. She wants that money. All that, yeah.
The money.
The money and the fame that her husband can give her. Which is probably why she hasn't left him. Which is sad. Just sad. So, I can't decide if Tom's using Daisy or if Daisy's using Tom.
I think it goes both ways. At this point, it goes both ways.
At this point. I agree.
We're only on chapter, what, 1 and 2, and...
They really need a marriage counselor. I don't even think that would help. At this point.
They just need some therapy.
Some really, really good therapy. And then maybe name the kid. That would help.
It's just Child One.
Oh, Child One.
Yep.
Yep, that's the new name. Child One. Okay. Let's now talk about... let's see. Who have we not talked about? Oh, we haven't talked about Myrtle yet. Let's talk about her. Now that we're on Chapter 2, let's talk about Myrtle. Now, this is a woman that is married, though she is apparently unhappy.
And because her husband doesn't know how to have sex.
Yeah, see, that's just... I wasn't going to touch that subject, but now that you mentioned it...
I mean, it's...
it's out, though.
It's, yeah.
But she has a mistle. Is that what you would call him? Mistress? Mistle?
No.
No? No?
I don't know what you would call
it. Oh, well... she's anyways,
having an affair
with Tom Buchanan.
It's her sugar daddy.
And he's married and he has a kid. Nameless.
Yeah, Child One.
Yeah, Child One. And he's buying Myrtle an apartment so they could do their deeds and all that. And he bought her a puppy. A puppy. Who's going to take care of it? She can't bring it home to her husband. He can't bring it home to his wife.
Because both of them are going to be confused of where it came from.
And why the heck the husband or wife has a puppy with them.
So, we don't know.
I mean, is the puppy going to stay in the apartment and die? Is just going to, die?
Or maybe,
animal abuse.
Myrtle's sister is probably going to take care of it. That Catherine.
Catherine. We'll talk about her in a minute. But for now, let's talk about when Nick ran to the store to get some cigarettes and came back and Tom and Myrtle were in the room doing it. And he just sat there in the living room.
Yeah.
Like.
Not awkward at all.
Yeah, like, I would have ran out of the apartment.
I think Nick's very prone to being in awkward situations like that. Because pretty much this whole book is just him not fitting in anywhere.
He's just kind of there in the background.
He's the extra characters to his own story.
He's one of them guys that you just walk by on the side of the street and not even notice.
Yeah.
But he would notice you and every little thing that happened.
He'll describe you in great detail.
Oh, yeah. Great detail. Wow. Just. He could be like a creep.
I wouldn't call him a creep. He's just.
Great detail. Creep.
He's not a creep.
Creep.
Why are you so mean to the main character?
I've lost respect for him.
Wow.
He sat in the living room while someone did the deed in the other room.
I mean, he also did say his cousin was, like, kind of hot.
Yeah, see, that's another thing. Yeah, respect. Lost.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I still kind of like him, but...
I don't know what I feel about him, really. He kind of creeps me out.
He's just there.
Okay.
We've said that a lot.
Yeah. Let's move on to Mortal. We're supposed to be talking about her anyways. Why are we talking about Nick? We've never talked about him.
Not really.
Then again, there's not really much to talk about Mortal. Oh. She's trying to be, like, higher class, you know?
Yeah, she's using Tom's money. She's a sugar baby.
Definitely. And she's trying to act like someone she's not.
Yeah. She's also described as, you know, by Nick again, she's also described as this short, thick girl. She's very plump. In the right places, mind you. Yeah.
He said she was pretty or was it cute?
Her body's pretty, but her face is not the prettiest. It's, yeah.
And then, she says she has a sister that was... beautiful.
This is the Catherine.
Yes, girl. Catherine. She was supposed to be so beautiful, and everyone wanted to be her. Yeah. And then we're introduced to her, and she is a clown. I mean, not really a clown. She just kind of...
She had, like...
red hair. Wasn't it really red lips?
Thin eyebrows. Like, she had the classic flapper look to her.
And clown.
She was really pale... thin eyebrows. I think she had some, like, weird off-color lipstick.
Was not the definition of beautiful, like her sister made her out to be.
I mean, to someone, maybe.
To someone.
Just not us.
But hey, if Marta described her sister like that, I mean, it's kind of sweet, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what sibling says, oh, my sister's so beautiful, she's more beautiful than me.
I hate my siblings.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't like my siblings. I would never say that about my siblings.
Exactly. So they have to have some type of relationship.
I mean, they are sisters, so I guess they have that, like, sister bond thing.
The sugar baby and the clown. The parents must be proud.
Oh, and the sugar baby's also a cheater.
Oh, yes. Cheating.
Yeah.
Her poor husband. And I kind of feel bad for Myrtle at the end of chapter 2. Wasn't it the end of chapter 2? That Tom kind of punched her?
Oh.
That was the end of chapter 2, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Because.
She kept saying Daisy. And Tom told her not to say Daisy. And,
Since she, you know, she thinks she can do.
Whatever she wants. And so
she got whacked.
And the men in the room just kind of stood there while the women were like, oh no, yeah, oh no.
Nick didn't do anything. He stood there and watched everything.
Nick and the photo dude.
Oh yeah, the photographer.
Yeah, they just kind of walked out the room.
Yeah, I totally forgot about the photographer.
They just walked out the room and started talking like, let's get tea or have lunch sometime. And then that was the end. I mean, they didn't care that this woman just got abused.
Yeah, she just got punched. Which is also, Tom, he's not a very nice person.
Angle issues, you know?
Because, like, Tom treats both his wife, air quotes, you know, strong air quotes, like, bold, underline everything, and his mistress, he doesn't treat them very well because, well, first he punches Myrtle, the mistress, in the nose for saying his wife's name, and he's very distant with Daisy. He doesn't really care that much emotionally about her.
I feel like Daisy's trying to have some kind of connection with Tom.
But at the same time, she's just there for the money.
Yeah.
And Myrtle, she's there for the money too, but Tom also gives her sex, so it's fine. Because apparently he's better than her husband. Yeah.
I feel bad for Myrtle's husband, I really do. I mean, when we're introduced to him, Myrtle kind of treats him like a dog. Like, I guess go fetch the chairs, honey. Well, mine's the honey.
That's kind of what he is. He's just
a slave.
Not really a slave. He's just
a slave.
Emotionally abused.
He wouldn't know if he was alive or dead. That's what Tom said, wasn't it? He wouldn't know if he was dead. And it was the book. That was the book being pulled out from underneath my phone.
So, I don't know what to talk about.
Oh, that's chapter 4.
What about Gatsby?
Oh, Gatsby. Well, he's not really talked about much, except in chapter 1. He's
mentioned didn't really talk
two about times.
He's not really mentioned until, you know, chapter 3. Stay tuned. But he's introduced as more of a, like, a mysterious character. Because when we first are introduced to him, he's just standing in his yard, staring at the stars. And Nick wants to go and introduce himself.
But he doesn't.
Because Gatsby gives off this vibe of he's doesn't want to be messed with. But he's introduced as a very mysterious character, just introverted. But then, you know, chapter 3 kind of gets some details about him that we didn't get in chapter 1 or 2. Did you find the quote yet?
I'm looking for it. Patience. Get some chairs, why don't you? So somebody can sit down. Oh, sure, agreed Wilson. Hardly. You know, I give up. I know English.
I beg to differ.
So, there you know. Kind of Wilson's just
she just emotionally abuses him. There's a lot of emotional abuse in this book.
Hello, Wilson, old man, said Tom, slapping him jovially. That's just wrong. I mean, you're sleeping with his wife, and then you're trying to be all buddy-buddy with him.
Like, you know what? It's weird. This book's weird. He's kind of like, he doesn't respect his mistress's husband, but at the same time, I guess he's trying to be buddy-buddy with him.
Pretty much what Tom wants, Tom gets.
It's Tom's way or no way.
The highway. Well, like Zach said, do stay tuned for the chapter 3 and 4.
Yeah.
And Gatsby's party. That was luxurious.
Luxurious.
Did I say it right? Did I? Yes! Yes! A victory.
Stay tuned. Why are you going away? Why are you sitting on the floor? Get the table back. We need the table. Okay. Oh, it's...
Yes.